Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Time to podcast, Max.
Podcasting engaged.
Warp drive.
Podcasting.
Dun dun dun.
Hey, I think that's the most epic intro we've ever done.
You get two intros to this episode, baby.
Whoa. Well, it's time to talk about movies, Max. Are you up for it?
You got to pull these ones out of me, but yeah.
Yeah, they're bad?
Not necessarily bad, but they are certainly Christmas films.
Oh, do you want to go first and get it over with?
Yeah, let's just tear the Band-Aid off here.
Let's do this shit.
1999. Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas.
I remember this one.
We watched it on November 27th, 2021, the same day as Jingle All the Way. It is 1 hour and 10 minutes, thank God. It is a family holiday film. It was directed by Bradley Raymond, Bill Spears. Ooh, boy, that is certainly a name I wrote down. Ian Falkenstein, Alex Mann, Toby Shelton. A lot of folks.
Some people.
So everyone looks like a different story, got a different director, and then the tie together also got a different director. Mm-hmm. Starring Wayne Allwine, Russi Taylor, and Kelsey Grammer as the narrator.
Oh, that I didn't remember. That's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good choice.
Yeah.
Your summary: Mickey and his pals tell three stories, including A Very Goofy Christmas and Mickey and Minnie's Gift of the Magi. They left out the Christmas Every Day, starring the Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
My thoughts on this movie. Definitely more on the cute side. I think it'd be good for young children. Otherwise, it's just kind of like Disney-adapted classic stories. It's Christmas Every Day. It's Gift of the Magi. The Goofy story is actually pretty endearing. Mm-hmm. You find out that like Goofy volunteers at like children, like foster centers and orphanages and things. So it actually turns out like Goofy's a really good dude, and he's trying to prove to Max that he is a good dude. So that one actually has like some heart to it of the three stories.
Max, why are you always such... Not you, Max, no, but yeah, Max, no. Why are you always such a piece of shit?
Yo, Max is always a dick.
Max is always a dick.
He's always a dick.
Always a dick.
It's a shame.
I think he'd learn.
All he learns is he's a dick.
Pete's kid learns.
I know.
I don't remember his name, but he learns.
Yeah, absolutely. Isn't it like letters?
Probably.
Yeah.
Like a CJ?
Yeah, that sounds right to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, overall, this is just like we see the same kind of thing that you've seen during Christmas stuff.
Yeah,
it's fine. It's cute, and I wasn't sad I watched it or anything. It's just definitely not up my alley.
Did this feel like it was some shorts that existed and they threw them together to make the movie, or was it original stuff they did?
Oh no, it just felt like kind of like they're like, oh, how can we do a Christmas thing? Cool. Let's just do these little shorts real quick. We'll put the classic Disney characters in it. And they've done Mickey's sequels to this, Once Upon a Christmas, as well. I have not yet had to endure those. So IMDb gives a 7.1 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes, critics, 5 of them, 40%.
Yeah.
Audience, 10,000 plus verified Disney Christmas aficionados, 66%. I give it a 5.5 out of 10.
Wow, that's not bad.
No, it's not bad. It's just good. You've seen it before.
Right.
Like just with the Disney brand on it.
So really good for kids is what we're getting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kids probably haven't seen this before.
Would be happy to show it to a kid.
Sure.
Wasn't sad to watch it, but wasn't. I was like, oh, okay, I know all these stories already. Except for the Goofy one. The Goofy one was actually pretty good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I got a movie.
Ooh.
It's also for kids.
Good.
The Torture Chamber of Dr. Sadism.
That's my favorite children's film.
Yeah, I might have lied a little. This is from 1967. Are you familiar with this one?
No. The title's phenomenal, though.
The Torture Chamber of Dr. Sadism. I watched this on Valentine's Day.
Of course you did.
All alone in the dark by myself. The wife was just like, I'm going to bed. Antlers is enough for me. I said, I've got some sadism in my heart. It's a horror mystery. It's an hour 24. It is directed by Harold Reynel. Reynel? It's spelled very strangely. I don't have a clue how to pronounce this.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Starring Christopher Lee.
Oh.
The Christopher Lee.
That's right.
Lex Barker and Karen Dorr.
Dorr, huh?
Dorr. D-O-R. Dorr.
Dorr.
Dorr. IMDb movie summary. A count executed for murdering 12 virgins in a bid for immortality returns to life, seeking revenge on the daughter of his intended 13th victim and the son of his prosecutor.
Interesting.
Solid, right?
Yeah.
My bullet points for its time. This is an amazing set pieces.
Nice.
Truly amazing. It takes us half the movie to get there.
Of course.
But once you get to the castle, it's just, oh God, horrible room after horrible room.
Nice.
And it's simple things like, oh, there's snakes in this pit. And oh, the little Igor looking dude is going to slowly move the plank. And that's oh, cool. Don't fall into. And it's like really classic horror castle-y kind of shit.
Love it.
That part of the movie is great.
Nice.
The first half of the movie of them traveling in a carriage to get there, not so much.
Doesn't so much build tension as it does bore you to death.
They introduce a couple characters, they give you kind of the feel of the movie, but I feel like going on an adventure for 30-ish, 40-ish minutes doesn't help me enjoy it as much.
Right. You got to build tension and build the mood, not just dump exposition and introduce characters.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the characters were fine. Ultimately, it's just like,
right. We didn't need to know who they were. Let's just watch some cool shit happen in a castle.
That's exactly correct.
Yep.
Good build up to scary moments. Half the movie's on the way. We got that. Yep. Lots of creepy crawlies dumped on pretty ladies is pretty much what they were going
there for. There you go.
This whole movie.
Classic.
They're like, yeah, I'm going to throw some snakes on you. Oops, spiders.
Yep.
Like, just like constantly that kind of crap. But it was pretty good. I think everybody plays their roles pretty good. Christopher Lee is just creepy count guy.
Right.
He does his Christopher Lee-ing very well.
As he does.
As he does. There's nothing really new here, even in 1967. This wouldn't have been terribly, like, new. I just think it's worth watching the last half to see the cool stuff they do in the castle.
Makes
That's
sense.
All I could actually recommend to anybody.
I like that.
So IMDb gives it a 5.9. Rotten Tomato critics, nobody. There is one review, does not count. The audience, I was wondering who would watch this.
Right.
If you see that title, you're probably a horror guy.
Right.
Or you're like, oh, Christopher Lee, great.
Absolutely.
100 plus is all it has.
Okay.
41%.
Okay.
So I think they're feeling like I'm feeling. I was able to give it a 5.5, and that's off of the strength of the back end of the movie.
That's fair.
So everybody watch the last 20 minutes of this movie. It's fun.
Nice. Get drunk, watch the last 20 minutes.
Yes.
Love it. You spend the first part of it getting drunk.
Yeah, building a drink. What's a weird drink you would never make yourself because it takes too long to make?
Oh, there's plenty of those.
Right.
Just have that. It's like a fancy party or something. You have like this really nice cocktail.
Yeah.
And then you're boom, you get your drink on and it's just like,
take all your clothes off.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Drop the spiders on yourself.
Spiders all over yourself and you'll be in the perfect frame of mind.
Love it.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
1998.
Yeah.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Will you?
I will.
Nice.
Watch this on November 28th, 2021. It is 1 hour and 26 minutes long. Long genre, family holiday, directed by certainly somebody, Arlene Sanford.
Hey, Arlene.
Starring the JTT, the Jessica Biel, and the Gary Cole.
Whoa.
Movie summary for this one. A college student faces an impossible journey when he is left stranded in the desert thousands of miles from home with no money and only a few days until Christmas.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I better get home for Christmas.
That's right.
Let's ignore these real world problems.
So Jonathan Taylor Thomas is kind of like this like smooth operator. He's like kind of the cool guy who like everybody goes to for troubles and he's got your solutions for them.
Like the real JTT.
Like the real JTT, Simba himself.
That's right.
So he is not going to go home for Christmas from college. And his dad's like, I'll tell you what, I have this classic car we've worked on together when you were a kid. I will give you the car if you just come goddamn home for Christmas, you piece of shit.
Wow, that's fun.
And so he's like, oh, okay, well, for a car, I'll come home.
Jeez.
And so he ends up pissing off some jocks and they beat him up and leave him in the desert dressed as Santa.
Oh, that's fun.
And so he has to figure out how he can get to his dad's house for the holiday dressed as Santa in the middle of the desert with no money.
Yeah.
But he's just so goddamn charismatic. He does it. And he realizes when he gets there, it's all about trying to rekindle his relationship with Jessica Biel, which was on the ropes. And then she left him, or he left her, you know, without any word at the airport. And she's just like, well, F you then. So he's got to repair his relationship with her because he realizes how much he really likes her. And then he has to go home and see his family because he realizes his dad's a good guy and his stepmom, well, she ain't that bad, really.
No, she's not terrible.
She's just a stepmom. And she's nice and such, and it's all lovely.
It's just one little step below.
Yeah, it's like typical road movie, but it's way more exciting when it's Ernest and Santa Claus, I'm afraid.
Ernest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't really do anything. It doesn't feel authentic. It does have a positive Christmas message at the end because he's kind of a dick, and it kind of like manages to stumble its way into, oh, he really found out what really is important. So it does hold the Christmas message. It's just, he's like, just kind of like extra douchey. Mm. And it's just like, man, like, this is awful. Like, I just don't like you. I don't want to see you succeed.
Wow.
He kind of becomes a better person overall, but not like as a, like, it's not like an Ebenezer Scrooge transformation. He just kind of loses the problems in his personality, but everything kind of shapes up for him because he realizes the error of his ways.
Like the real JTT.
Like the real JTT. Rest in peace, Simba. I think he's still alive, though, for real.
He's probably alive.
IMDb, 5.5 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes critics, 43 critics, 23%.
That's how that works.
Audience, 25,000 plus home improvement fans gave it a 41%. And I gave it a 4 out of 10. Not worth your time.
Ooh,
watch, man. Watch some Home Improvement.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, where Al smells wood and guesses what kind of wood it is.
Absolutely. Richard Karn, you can't go wrong.
Richard Karn is kind of awesome.
Oh, he really is.
I'd rather hang out with him.
Oh, me too. If it was him lost in the desert and he had to get home, I would be all over. His movie would be an 8 out of 10.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But instead they picked Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
We should see if Richard Karn's ever done a Christmas movie.
Ooh, that'd be interesting.
I would watch a Richard Karn.
I'd watch just about anything he's in just because he's such a delight.
He is a delight.
Yeah.
Well, I got one more movie.
Please.
And I was like, let's go really old.
Okay.
Because I don't know why I like to do this to myself. 1936.
That's old.
That's fairly old for film, right?
Yeah, absolutely. For film, yes.
For film? Aces and Eights.
Okay.
I watched this on the 16th of February. It's an hour two.
Okay.
Which was a long talkie at the time.
At the time.
It is a Western.
Okay.
Directed by Sam Newfield.
Okay.
Starring Tim McCoy. Who's the name, by the way? Because if you look at the movie poster, it just says, starring Tim McCoy.
Nice.
Aces and Eights. Luana Walters and Rex Leese.
Who nobody cared about because Tim McCoy was the draw.
Tim McCoy. It's poor Rex Leese.
Yeah.
Great name. IMDb movie summary. A card sharp comes to the aid of a Mexican family.
Of course.
That's pretty fucking basic.
It is, very.
And that's fairly the correct plot.
Aces and Eights.
Aces and Eights, if you're not familiar, is the dead man's hand.
Mm-hmm.
And the cowboy in question here is just awesome at cards. He's fucking, he's legit, he doesn't cheat, he's awesome at cards.
Okay.
He also doesn't carry a gun.
Interesting.
It's a weird combo to not carry a gun really awesome at cards.
Does he carry a deck of playing cards?
Yeah, he probably does do that.
Gets in gunfights and he throws cards instead.
There is so many weird, awkward scenes of him really close yelling, like talking to somebody who's like, I'm going to shoot you, you know, and he just does this weird fucking motion to get the gun turned on them and he just like throws it away like, there, now you don't have your gun. Like, he does it so many times.
Interesting.
He's like, I'll defeat everybody. Yes, they all have guns, don't worry. And I'm just like, what is this?
Why are they all getting so close to him?
Because the movie's fine. It's just like, what is this? It's so funny. It's amazing how well this was shot for its age. This was shot pretty well.
That's awesome.
I did enjoy that. There is a scene where a horse falls down, and I'm not sure if this was an accident, if it was staged, or if it was real.
It's one of the most dangerous stunts you can do.
Yeah.
Is have a horse fall down.
The horse falls down. It looks like the same actor. I don't know. And it was like they were running towards the camera and it almost looks like the horse just falls down. Like the horse gets gummed up and falls down. Like, I would love for that to be true. Like, oh shit, the horse fell down. Instead of like, we tripped the horse.
Right.
We're horrible people.
Yeah, I forget how they make the horses fall down in movies. There is a tactic they use, but it is one of the most dangerous stunts to have a horse fall down.
I definitely could see it. And like, the dude didn't look happy when it happened.
Because even when they sleep, they don't. You know what I mean? They'll sleep standing up.
Right.
You know what I mean? They can bed down, but a lot of times they'll just sleep standing. Right. So them falling is very unnatural, and they will like do whatever they have to do to get back up because they don't like it. So, you know, more than one stuntman's been
kicked,
smushed, and of course the horses have endured all kinds of injuries in the history of film because they just unceremoniously fall. They don't know it's a stunt. Like, horse, you're going to do a stunt. You know what I mean? They don't know. They're falling over.
Right.
Yeah. Not great.
This is a weird movie. Like, it's got a slightly wonky plot, but like the acting's pretty good. And basically the guy's accused of murdering somebody who had a disagreement with him. It turns out it was this Mexican, like young Mexican boy who ends up being a bigger character later.
Okay.
But it's just like really convoluted. Somehow he saves a Mexican family without a gun. Like, it's just so weird. It's a weird movie,
that
but
is
like
weird.
It has some solid acting. So I don't know who this is for. But somebody could surely enjoy it. I enjoyed it. I just was like, what is this?
Yeah.
Why is this?
Why do they all get so close to him with their gun?
It's so weird. It's so very strange. You have to see. I have to
stay out of arm's reach of this man.
And he's just like, I'm going to hop on that gun. And he just like dives at him. He's like a Wolverine.
That's wild. It's like, so if they're not far enough to shoot him, like, I'll just shoot you before you get over near me. But nope.
It's too funny. But the movie's fine. Just, it's an old Western. You have to love Westerns for sure on this one.
Fair enough.
IMDb gave it a 5.5.
Okay.
Zero people in the critical department have watched this ever.
Of course.
This confused me. The audience does not have a score, but there is 1,000 plus reviews in for it.
Huh.
What? Yeah, how does that work? So I'm assuming there's an error somewhere.
That makes sense.
I don't know how that could ever be a thing.
It was like the Ray and the Last Dragon thing. Where it's like, right. How does this not have a thing? That doesn't make sense to me. Very weird.
Down for maintenance.
Tomaters, you're weird.
Weird old tomaters.
Tomaters.
I'm also surprised 1,000 people would have checked this out, so maybe that's the wrong part, too.
Yeah.
I gave it a 6. It's a serviceable Western. It's a little weird. It's kind of fun to see how they filmed. The filming is, this is more like just like learn about film.
Absolutely.
Watching how they did it in the old days, because you only had so many shots at things.
Absolutely.
You know, so I think they do a very good job
That's
of
why
making this movie.
People go back and they look at like the Peckinpah stuff and before that the John Ford stuff, and they're just like, look how fucking good this looks. Like,
right. What
were these dudes? Like, they're looking in a little tiny tube and be like, no, I think it's good. I think the composition's good here. And it's like, yeah, it fucking was spectacular, by the way.
That's great.
Good on you, partner.
Yeehaw.